I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
The daily 5-question trivia game. You versus Katie in a battle of the brains to find out the answer to the question.
Are you smarter than Katie?
Oh, was that your Eddie Money rendition?
Yeah.
Oh, that was so good.
Thank you.
Yeah, R.I.P. Eddie Money.
Phil?
Still dead.
Okay. Is it Raquel?
Yes, it is.
Raquel from Roseville. Good morning.
Good morning.
An events coordinator. What kind of events do you coordinate?
Ooh.
I do IT conferences for people who work for the state.
Oh,
that
okay.
Sounds so fun.
What?
It can be.
When you say events coordinator, people are like, oh, party girl, weddings.
Right.
And then you do IT conferences.
Yeah.
All right. Somebody's got to do it, Gavin.
I know. Those tables need tablecloths.
Oh, my God. You're so rude.
They do. Have you seen what any of those events tables look like without tablecloths?
Raquel, I'm sorry.
Gross.
I will say that that's not my job. That's the hotel.
I know. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, totally.
Okay. Wow.
Totally.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Raquel, go ahead and kick Katie out of the studio for us, please.
Katie, girl, you got to go.
Gotta go.
Raquel, you just have to get more questions right than Katie, and you'll win today. But if you tie, Katie gets the win. Jackpot is $40. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Question one. Friday was Friday the 13th, and that is also the title of the series of horror slasher films that feature the hockey mask-wearing, knife-welding Jason. In the Friday the 13th series, what is the name of the camp Jason terrorizes?
Oh, God. I've never seen any of the Jason movies.
3 seconds.
I don't know. Camp Nowhere.
Question two. Likely the most useless survey has come out ranking the top states that you'll hit a deer in. The top five include West Virginia, Iowa, Montana, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. What is the capital of West Virginia?
Oh, my God. It's not good. I travel to state capital.
3 seconds. Three.
Charleston. I know that's not right. Damn.
What did you say?
Say it again.
I said Charleston, which I know is not right.
Question three. On this day in 1979, rap music exploded onto the scene with the launch of the nearly 15-minute song Rapper's Delight. What is the name of the group that recorded Rapper's Delight that started rap music?
Oh, my God. Sugar Hill Gang?
Question four. It was announced that South Park has been renewed for its 26th season. It all started back in 1997, and it changed our lives forever. The town of South Park that Kyle, Kenny, Stan, and Cartman live in is located in what state?
Colorado.
And question five, actress Felicity Huffman was sentenced to 14 days in prison, a $30,000 fine, 250 hours of community service, and a year of supervised release on Friday for her role in the sweeping college admissions scandal. She is the first parent to be sentenced among 34 charged in the scheme. Let's say she was sentenced to 56 days in prison. How many weeks is that?
56. Days in prison.
How many
weeks you said is that?
Yes.
3 seconds. 3, 2, 25. What?
25?
Katie! Oh, Katie.
Oh,
Katie.
Oh, is this the Rick Ocasek tribute?
No, that would be You might think she's Katie when she walks around.
But I am Katie.
You might think she's Katie.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on.
And you'd be right.
All right. Katie, you just have to get all the questions right today.
R.I.P.
Okay,
Rick.
Thanks. Thanks for telling me how to do the game.
You're welcome. You're going for your 288th win. Ooh. Behind the scenes, we're doing it right now on our Instagram Live at End1065. By the way, we're a little slap happy today. It's 916 Day.
It's 916 Day. True.
And if no one wished you a happy 916 Day, at least we did.
Right.
Here we go. Question one. Friday was Friday the 13th, and that's also the title of the series of the horror slasher films that starred the hockey mask-wearing, knife-welding Jason. In the Friday the 13th series, what is the name of the camp Jason terrorizes?
Three seconds.
Camp Chihuahua.
Camp Crystal Lake.
Crystal Lake.
See what I mean? We're a little slap happy today.
916 got you again.
Yeah. Question two. Likely the most useless survey has come out ranking the top states you'll likely hit a deer. The top five include West Virginia, Iowa, Montana, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. What is the capital of West Virginia?
Charleston.
Correct.
Oh, I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
What? Yes, you did.
She said Charleston, but I know that's not right.
What a fun way to, like, get attention.
Oh.
No, I'm not saying that's what you're doing. I'm saying that's a very funny thing to say.
No hair pulling, ladies.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that's a funny thing to do to people. Like, say something you know is right and then be like, but I know I'm totally wrong. And then people go, no, you're right.
I totally was like, that's South Carolina. I'm not going to get it. But.
All right, question three.
Camp Charleston.
On this day in 1979, rap music exploded onto the scene with the launch of the nearly 15-minute-long song Rapper's Delight.
Mm.
What was the name of the group that recorded Rapper's Delight that started rap music?
Sugar Hill Gang.
Correct.
I know the entire song.
All 15 minutes, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Gavin knows that's true.
I think she did it once. We tried to get her to stop after like 7 minutes.
She still hasn't.
Okay, that's not true. You told me to videotape it, and then you ruined my video.
What did I do?
Question
you
four.
You jumped into the middle of it.
Oh.
Question four. It was announced that South Park has been renewed for its 26th season. It all started back in 1997, and it changed our lives forever.
It didn't.
The town of South Park that Kyle, Kenny, Stan, and Cartman live in is located in what state?
3 seconds.
Wyoming.
Mm-mm. Close. Colorado.
Do you know what?
It's such a stupid show.
It's a pretty genius show. There were, early seasons. It was top shelf comedy.
It stopped being funny after like season two.
Do you know what A-list actor is the reason why that show got famous?
No.
George Clooney.
Oh.
What?
Good for him.
He had the original VHS tape, and he showed it to all of his friends. And eventually, one of his friends was an executive at Comedy Central.
And question five, actress Felicity Huffman is sentenced to 14 days in prison, $30,000 fine, 250 hours of community service, and a year of supervised release on Friday for her role in the sweeping college admissions scandal. Let's say she was sentenced to 56 days in prison. How many weeks is that?
Oh, okay. Okay. 8 weeks?
Correct.
What? What?
Yeah.
She didn't even write anything down.
Unbelievable.
That's unbelievable. Son of a bitch.
I know. What? We're going to have to come up with way harder questions now.
No, don't.
I know.
Oh, boy. All right.
Who's crying?
That was my baby.
Look what you did to a baby.
Look what you did.
You did that to a baby.
I didn't mean to.
Oh, boy. All right. This is getting out of hand. All right. Today's final score, Raquel 3, Katie 3. It's a tie.
It's a tie.
Did I only get 3?
Huh? Yeah.
See? Look what you did.
See? I'm so sorry, baby.
What's the baby's name?
Olivia.
Oh, sorry, Olivia.
Olivia.
Poor baby Olivia.
Listen, I'm sure we'll still continue to do this dumb radio show for the next 20 years. Will you have Olivia come on and play Are You Smarter Than Katie with us when she's old enough? That would be great.
She would love to.
Okay, good.
All right, so we'll add $20 to the jackpot. $60 the total we'll play for tomorrow. Her record, 288 wins and 55 losses. Raquel and Olivia, go ahead and tell everybody what we already know.
I am just as smart as Katie today.
Yep. And so is Olivia.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.